Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And 35, although he could not be his normal self, it's got to give us better math to pull off, you know, this tall task. Okay. I think the basketball gods have blessed the Warriors.
Yeah, let's go to Steel Reserve. The basketball gods have blessed the Warriors.
Oh, this is
Yeah, they don't care about Toronto. They don't care. Like, there's nothing on the line in Toronto. Kawhi's on the verge of ending two dynasties. That who cares? It's Kawhi. It's all about us in the Bay Area. Nick Nurse, about to take over a team for the first year. He's about to win the title. His first year as an NBA coach. But it doesn't matter. It's about Kevin. Gods are with the Warriors. Canada on the verge of its first NBA title in the history of the entire country. But the basketball gods are with the Warriors. Okay.
You ready, Stoney?
Okay.
If he play tonight.
Maybe the basketball gods are with Toronto, and they want them to get the credit they deserve. So Durant's coming back tonight. They're getting blown out anyway.
Yeah, they wouldn't do something like that.
Because they didn't want to do something like that to the Lakers when Detroit put it to them? I'm just saying,
Let me be happy, Stoney. Let us be happy now.
I'm just saying, be prepared. Be prepared for anything. 211, Steel Reserve. What's up, man?
What's up, fellas? Hey, look, you got to go with the Hampton 5 because it's DEFCON 5 out here, man. And let me tell you something. We don't know what kind of Durant you're going to get, but it's like this. It's like that tag team partner that's been sitting, getting whooped on in the ring, and you're trying to reach that partner that's ready to go, and you finally reach, and he starts taking care of business, bro. That's what it feels like. And let me tell you right now, you're making a mistake, Simon. You're thinking about game 6 and 7. The Warriors don't have that luxury. They got to worry about tonight and tonight only, and they're going to do it.
You mean I'm projecting ahead and assuming a Warriors win tonight? I'll tell you what, don't ever call me a pessimist. I've just been chided for looking ahead to game 6 and 7 because I'm liking the Warriors tonight.
Heart of a champion.
Steiny, if KD is, say, 75%, doesn't his presence open up the floor for Steph and Clay to get better looks?
Yes.
Well, it depends how you guard him. I mean, yes, if you're guarding Kevin Durant, well, we got a ball game in the rest of the series, fellas. But if Kevin Durant is not Kevin Durant, well, then you don't really have to guard him like you would guard the real Kevin Durant. Now, the good news is Clay looked 100%, I thought, in game 4. Looney looked fine other than his free throws, I thought, to tell you the truth. So now you come watch Kevin Durant tonight. And if we watch him in the first quarter, assuming he starts, and we're looking at each other saying, "Man, he looks fine." Well, the Warriors got business. Then they're in business big time. Let's go to Duriel in Sunnyvale. How you doing, man?
All right. How are you?
Doing well, man.
Yeah, I told you guys the last time I called that the sky was falling. Man, we needed KD and we needed them at 100%. You talk about he might be out there 75-80% tonight. I don't think that's going to be good enough to come back and win 3 games in a row. And also, you know, Kawhi is still out there looking like Jordan the last time I checked, getting anything he wants, however he wants to out there. And, you know, I just think that if your name isn't Clay, Steph, or KD, that you need to stop shooting threes if you're the Warriors, man, because it's not working. They're throwing up mad bricks out there. And it's just not working. If I was Coach Kerr, I would say, if you got to go score a two-pointer first before you go out there and try to even attempt a three-point shot. And like I said, if your name isn't Steph, Clay, or KD, do not shoot a three-pointer because they're not going in.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. The other thing that it felt like this to me, Goo, and you tell me if I'm wrong. So the Warriors split the first two in Toronto. They come back for game 3. Clay doesn't play. They lose.
All right.
Klay comes back for game. Klay then is all right. Klay's playing game four. It felt to me like a lot of Warrior fans felt like, well, if Klay plays, we will win.
No doubt.
And it feels the exact same tonight. If Durant plays, we will win. Why do you think that? Like, it's, you can be hopeful, okay, but there are no guarantees.
But yeah, Steiny, you got to look at it like this. And I think this is what the Raptors are probably, damn it,
don't.
We got to beat them twice. What do you mean twice? You're up 3-1. Well, we beat them without Durant. Now, if they come in and beat us in our house with Durant, we've yet to beat them with KD. Now we got two chances left, one at Oracle, and then it's a game seven. So from that perspective, I feel like the mental game.
And that's where I think.
So, like, Toronto has to win tonight, Steiny.
See, and I think that's where you and every single, not every single,
yeah.
I think that's where you and a lot of people have gone wrong. Thinking like the Raptors are going to shrivel, or the Raptors are going to feel it, or the Raptors are going to this or that. Look, I just caution you one more time. Look at that roster, and you tell me who's going to shrink in the NBA Finals. But first, let's go to Anna, find out what's going on 95.7 The Game.
All right, thanks, Steiny. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Ticket Crushers. Here we go. It's do or die tonight. The Warriors are on the brink as they face a 3-1 series deficit against the Raptors in the NBA Finals. Game 5 shifts back to Toronto. Coverage starts with Warriors Live with Steiny and Guru at 4:30. Tip-off at 6 right here on 95.7 The Game. Will Kevin Durant be on the court tonight? Well, Steve Kerr earlier said that KD is a game-time decision, and you just heard the report from NBC Sports Bay Area's Monty Poole saying that Durant is expected to be a full go. That's according to multiple league sources. For the latest, we'll hear from our super reporter, John Dickinson. He's live in Toronto. He'll join us at 11:30, but keep it locked on 95.7 The Game for the latest updates and news on Durant. Will the addition of Durant potentially bring the series back to Oakland? Steiny and Guru will discuss. Plus, we've got Guru's Gripes at 11:45. I'm Anna Kagadakis on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson with you. The Golden State Warriors get ready to take on the Raptors in Game 5 tonight.
No, I just need some juice. I was going to use
it. Oh, okay.
Really,
why don't you just ask? Go ahead, take it out.
Right, that's what I was going to do.
No, just do it. Take it out now. Do you need my help?
No, I don't.
I thought you were like running out to put, you were leaving the studio.
I've been good on the meters lately, Steiny.
But thank you for letting me borrow that.
Yeah, no problem.
Let's go to Robert. He's at Travis Air Force Base. Hey, Robert, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing excellent, Mr. Steinmetz and Mr. Johnson. How are you guys doing today?
Well, thank you.
So I have, I think just Kevin Durant's presence on the court alone will make the defense have to react a different way. They've been playing the Warriors now for the last four games without him. So they've been switching tape. I just do not think they're going to be able to adjust that fast. And I think just even if him is 75, 50%, they have to adjust. You can no longer double Steph. You can't double Klay. You have to send a man to him. Even if you're just sitting there shooting a set shot jumper, you have to guard this man regardless. And it's going to change up the defense. And he's been back in the back studying. Trust me, guys. He's a student of the game. A month off is not going to hurt him. It's muscle memory.
You know what?
He's good.
Yeah, you know what, Robert? I'll agree with you there. Thanks for the call. At least mentally, I agree with you. I think he'll be sharp. I think he's watched four games. I think he's learned a lot of things. The one thing we've known or gotten to know about Kevin Durant is he definitely is a student of the game. He loves talking about it. He loves studying it. He loves doing all that stuff. Physically, you got to wonder where he is after 30 days off. Mm. But I do think he'll be mentally sharp in terms of knowing an approach to take to tonight's ball game. So we'll see. What does he have if he plays tonight? Guru, I keep looking at the text line, and I continue to get a theme here, and I don't. It's
a theme you've taught me is one word. What theme?
And right before I get to the text line, the latest news on Kevin Durant is from Monty Poole of NBC Sports Bay Area. Though the Warriors are saying Kevin Durant is a game-time decision for Game 5 tonight, he is expected to be a full go according to multiple league sources. And that's from Monty Poole saying,
damn,
KD's going to play tonight, essentially.
So what better news for the organization than this? No matter how it plays out, you got one more game or you're done. Your season's over and your three-peat was, it's over, a wrap. And you're arguably your best player is about to enter the series. This is fascinating, man.
We got John Dickinson coming up in 10 minutes from Toronto. Okay, so here's what I'm getting at. Why? So people are saying, Guru, you're the one who wanted to watch the Warriors without Durant.
And
now
we saw
you're
that
begging for him to come back. Like, did you?
No,
everybody's saying be careful what you wish for. I'm not exactly sure what they're talking about.
Well, let me help you out.
Okay.
When Durant went down and they beat Houston, which I didn't think they were going to be able to do, they went in against Portland and they swept the Blazers. And I said that was an opportunity to tap back into we believe Steph Curry lead the brigade. We can do it. Then you come up against this juggernaut and it ain't went so well. So now I'm back on unique Kevin Durant. No harm, no foul. And now it sounds like you're about to get Durant. But what I thought you would think was kind of intellectual is the fact that the Raptors are probably looking at it like, now we have to beat the Warriors twice.
Why?
Because we haven't beat them with Durant.
Well, they beat them during the regular season.
No, but yeah, just on this stage. So if the Warriors can win this
game
tonight.
I don't know if you know this. They have to beat them one time and the series is over.
Yeah, I know. But
I mean, again, it's like this is the trap. This is the trap I think people fell into in game four. Just because Klay comes back doesn't mean you're going to win, and just because Durant comes back doesn't mean you're going to win. The Raptors are playing at an extremely high level, and Kevin Durant has not played for 30 days. I'm not saying he can't come back tonight and have a big game and help the Warriors win and push it to game six, but Kevin Durant will not beat the Raptors tonight. He will not do that.
He'll
the Warriors
help.
Will.
Yeah.
Let's go to Marco in New Mexico. Hey, Marco.
Hey, what's going on? Remember after game one, I said this series reminds me of the OKC series?
Mm-hmm.
Well, check it out. They find themselves down 3-1 again.
Mm.
Now, hopefully it has the same turnout. But here's the thing. Whether they win or they lose, I think where the Warriors miss the ball management is during the buyout season – and the trade deadline, they stood packed. I know they got Bogut, but you don't think a guy like Austin Rivers would be helping out right now?
Yes.
A guy like Markieff, the dude that went to the Thunder, one of the Morris twins, you know, someone who could hit perimeter shots and defend, you know, because Jeremko ain't doing it. Quinn Cook, you know, come on, like, I'd rather have Austin Rivers. But,
well,
like I said, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish up, Marco, because I'll get back to you on that. Go ahead.
They're gonna look back and they're gonna think we shouldn't have stood pat in the buyout market or the trade deadline. That's my opinion.
Thanks for the call, Marco. Well, remember, center or wing. They went back and forth. Bob Myers, the buyout market, what do you think? Center or wing? That's a good question. You know, Cousins is hurt. Damian Jones is hurt. Can he come back? Well, you know, they went center. Did they pick wrong? I'm not ready to say that because Bogut's played a fair amount, basically as much as you'd want any wing to play, but maybe a wing would have been better.
And you and Marco are right, but guess what? Nobody wants to hear that, damn it. We'll say that when we get eliminated. Right now, you are who you are, you play with who you got, and number 35, by all reports, is going to make his NBA Finals debut. Man, if I'm the Raptors, Tiny, I mean this in everything, fiber in my body.
Yeah,
I got to be like, you got to be kidding me.
Are you?
The day
I'm
we're trying to,
you,
to clinch this,
what,
35 is coming back.
Dude, what?
And I know you're,
you know what,
proceeding
that is
with
so
caution.
Disrespectful to the Raptors. It's unbelievable. That's the way I look at it to me. The Raptors got to be like, are you kidding me? Oh, my God, Durant's coming back. Are you serious?
Well, they're going to ball out and try to test him as much as they can. My point is, Steiny, how many times is a team down like the Warriors are, and then you got that one prize in your Cracker Jack box, and the one prize is Kevin Durant? And you might be right. He might be awful. But damn it, we're going down fighting, and the Warriors are going to be whole with their best player coming back. That's all. So I'm being proactive, like he could be in there and hit the game-winning shot. And he could be 60%, but things are going to be better for the Warriors unless the Raptors really just take it to them.
Stop.
And then,
we got to stop saying, well, the Raptors, they're worried. The Raptors, they got pressure. The Raptors better this. The Warriors better do all those things. Raptors have wiggle room. Mm-hmm. And I get it. If the Warriors win, let me tell you, if the Warriors win tonight, everyone's going to be like, the Raptors in trouble.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, well, that's wrong, too.
What?
That's wrong, too.
You take it quarter by quarter.
Right, and the Warriors have lost 13 of 16 quarters. Now, listen, I'm not
How many went Durant?
I'm not telling you that the Golden State Warriors are done, but I'm also not telling you, oh, Kevin Durant comes back, it's over. They'll just win three straight.
I guess what I'm saying, if he wasn't injured, Steiny, Durant is such a great, all-time great, that he can have an effect on a series to where his team could reel off against anybody three in a row. That's what I'm saying to you.
Roberto in San Leandro. How you doing, Roberta?
Hey, guys.
Roberta. Hey, how are you?
Roberta, yeah.
Hey.
So here's the thing, you know, we've talked about defense. Both you, Matt, and Guru have talked about defense. One thing I noticed really, especially in the fourth quarter, but third and fourth, when they put Siakam, Danny Green, and Kawhi Leonard out on the floor, our guys off the bench aren't even looking at Siakam or Green if they were there defending. They're looking at Kawhi, who has the ball. And I'm like, dude, pay attention to your guy, because they weren't even watching what was going to happen, because there goes the three from the corner. And I think that our guys off the bench have to get tougher on their defense. I've said that all year. So have you. And we need to get tougher on them.
Thanks for the call, Roberta. Thanks for the call. I just think
this is exciting. Go ahead.
You know, this is the part that you have to understand. We're the Golden State Warriors flagship. We're Golden State Warrior fans. We think it's all about the Warriors. Oh, Durant's back. The Raptors don't give a rat's ass about Durant. They're not going to change. I mean, they might approach. I mean, they might change some strategy, but they're not. Oh, their hearts don't sink or their hearts don't soar because one way or the other. This is like the one thing that's kind of been my little bit of a pet peeve this series is people just assuming, well, the Warriors have the experience and the Raptors don't. That's fiction.
Kawhi is a champion.
That's fiction. So's Danny Green.
Mm-hmm.
Ibaka went to. It's almost like, well, Marc Gasol is inexperienced because he's never been to an NBA Finals. Well, what about the 85 playoff games that he played? Mm. What about the first four that he's played? I think you start hanging your hat on that. Then I think you're reaching. You're reaching. Oh, the Raptors, they're not going to be able to close it because they don't. Don't count on that. You got to win it.
And speaking of Ibaka and how he scared me going into this series, and the Warriors don't have an Ibaka type, Steiny, can he play or manipulate his matchup with the Warriors any better? I mean, Friday for me capped it off. He was a beast. Hitting the jumpers, the mid-range, blocking shots, rebounds. Can he play any better, man? Ibaka, I'm like, is he, you know, exercising demons from the 3-1 OKC series where the Warriors came back? My point to you, partner, is he's been playing his ass off.
888-957-9570 is the number. But first, let's head to Toronto and catch up with 95.7 The Game reporter John Dickinson. And JD, the big, I guess, report this afternoon's coming from Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area, essentially saying multiple league sources are telling him Durant will be a full go tonight.
Yeah, and whether or not he was going to play, And I am hearing myself back to the guys in the studio if they can get that rerouted, but we'll push through it as we always do. The key point is full go, and that means can he play 35, 40 minutes? Now, I think that's probably on the high end, but full go is pretty good, and I think it makes you wonder if the Warriors were trying to get him to a point where he would be full go before he could even return at all. In essence, it wasn't worth having him try to come back if he could only play 15 or 20 minutes or be a part-time player. But if he's full go, even if it's 35 minutes, that is just a huge boon to this team and its ability to change the rotation for Steve Kerr. And I wouldn't be surprised if he just throws him right into the starting lineup. And if he throws him right into the starting lineup, he throws him right in the starting lineup for DeMarcus Cousins, and they go with that Hamptons 5 unit right from the jump and try and see if they can make some hay that way.
Well, that's what I thought. That's what Goose said, and it would make the most sense. But I guess my question would be, and I know he struggled the last two games, but if you don't start DeMarcus Cousins, is there a role for him in this game?
I'm not sure there is. Frankly, I'm not sure there is.
Okay.
And it may be a minute or two at the beginning of the second and fourth quarters, but if you go with Draymond at center to start and Durant at the four and Iguodala three and Clay and Stephen Curry, if you go with that lineup, then Looney's going to be the first big in. I mean, to me, it might be 2 or 3 minute bursts, but the one thing that Steve Kerr said in an elimination game, you know, he spoke to Durant's conditioning and that obviously being a concern. You know, can he play 8-9 minutes at a time right off the jump? I mean, that's something we're all going to have to monitor, obviously. But it's also, if a guy isn't playing well in a game seven or in a elimination game, this might as well be a game seven for the Warriors. An elimination game, you get him out quickly. You know, and it's almost like in baseball. You know, if your pitcher doesn't have it, you get him out, and you go to the bullpen, and you empty it out. So shorter bursts in play. So maybe DeMarcus Cousins gets a minute or two, but if it's not looking good, I think he's out of the game quickly. It would not shock me at all if Cousins was played minimally or not at all if Durant really is full go, as Monty reported, 35, 40-minute type of a game.
JD, I was driving in this morning knowing we were having you on, and I said, you know what, I'm going to ask John Dickinson, what's been the biggest, what surprised you most through the four games thus far?
Just that the Warriors are down 3-1. I mean, I run through, and Steiny, you know this, I pretty much run through every single scenario. You know, what if the Raptors win game one? What if the Warriors win game one? What if it's 1-1 coming back to the Bay? What if it's 2-2 after four? You know, who has the edge if it's 3-2 one way or the other? I'll be honest, the one scenario I didn't look at at all was the Raptors being up 3-1 with a chance to win the championship tonight in Toronto. And that's even if you were going to tell me, hey, Kevin Durant's going to miss the first four games and then he's going to return for game five tonight. I would have thought at worst that the Warriors would be in a 2-2 series right now coming back to Toronto. So that surprised me the most, just overall big picture. Other things that have surprised me, just Toronto's ability to consistently score and to have 5, 6, 7 players that are all extremely useful and productive game in, game out. I mean, the Raptors basically have had 7 players in the games that they've won play really well, and the Warriors have had, you know, to find 3, 4, 5 players that can even score. So it's not crazy when you have watched the series to see where it's at. And the Warriors have been obviously shorthanded. Game 3 is a crusher to not have Looney and not have Klay Thompson and not be able to take a better shot at maybe winning that game coming back 1-1, because that was a game where they had no chance. So that put the Warriors up against it a little bit. But I just keep going back to the second half of Game 4 and how helpless the Warriors looked. Couldn't defend, panicky on offense. I mean, it really had that feel of, boy, the Raptors are the better team. They aren't afraid, and they're just putting it on the Warriors. That's something I didn't think that we would see in a Game 4 that led to a 3-1 Raptors advantage.
John Dickinson, 95.7 The Game reporter, joining us from Toronto before Game 5, which tips off tonight at 6 o'clock. We'll have Warriors live at 4:30, myself, John Dickinson, and Daryl the Guru Johnson. And I'm going to tell you what I think now after I've kind of heard what Steve Kerr said. All right, so we got Durant as a game-time decision, and also it looks like there'll be no limits on him. So to me, if Kevin Durant goes out there tonight and plays, let's say, 30 minutes or more, that tells me that he could have played in Game 4 maybe 10 or 15 minutes or so, but they didn't want to just put him out there for 8, 10 minutes. They wanted to put him out there once he could maybe basically contribute more and play like his normal role would usually dictate. That's what I'm kind of left with.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. And also risk re-injury mm-hmm. in a game where yes. he would only play 15 or 20 minutes.
Yes.
That became
exactly.
even down 2-1, that became something in the cost-benefit analysis of it as the Warriors are weighing it all that they didn't want to do. And you wonder, and we'll see how this series plays out, and you know, we'll see how it plays out, but you wonder if that was the right call. I mean, if the Warriors wind up losing this series, there are going to be a lot of things that are going to be second, third, and fourth guessed as far as you know how they handled everything pertaining to Kevin Durant's injury, pertaining to Klay Thompson's injury. Obviously, Kevon Looney got the second opinion, and then he came back and played after missing a game. It was deemed that he couldn't do more damage. But no, if the Warriors lose this series... And by the way, the Warriors have the Curry, Klay Thompson. I was digging up all these different facts. The Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green Warriors have never lost a series in five games or fewer. It's just it hasn't happened. That's with Steve Kerr. That's with Mark Jackson. It's those that core going back to the 12-13 season. You've had the Spurs beat them in six, the Clippers and the Cavaliers beat them in seven, and the other years they win the championship. So it's just the one thing I keep coming back to tonight as I look at this game, it's really hard for me to see the Warriors going out in five and just kind of the and I'm not saying they can't, and Toronto has a say in it, but it's just when I boil it down, and I know it's going to be a cauldron in that arena tonight, and the town is absolutely on fire. You can't pass two people on the street without somebody wearing Raptors gear. I mean, the bars here are going to be open. If the Raptors win tonight, they're extending the amount of time that you can get an alcoholic beverage from 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. if the Raptors win. I mean, it is going to be a party all night long, and people are revved up about it. But I just, when push comes to shove, guys, I have a hard time believing that this Warriors team is going to go out 4-1.
JD, I love it, and that's how I feel. It's almost like I'll believe it when I see it. But I want to give credit where credit is due real quick here and ask you, Kawhi Leonard, JD, if he can pull this off, and I asked Donnie this earlier, is it his league? Has he done? I mean, we know he's great, but I can almost say watching him and when he's picked his spots and how he's done it, that he's almost been more breathtaking than I thought he was coming into this series. What has he shown you thus far?
He's terrific, and he's in the conversation for best player in the game right now. When you want to, you know, Giannis got thrown in that conversation, and Durant's obviously in that conversation, and LeBron James is I think still in that conversation. Although this year it looked like maybe LeBron is starting to be on the decline a little bit in terms of his health with all the games that he missed. But no, Kawhi is terrific, and he gets it done with a demeanor. I think with the demeanor that you have to have if you're going to be a legitimate threat to the Warriors. And I think the one thing that I've seen as this series has gone on from the Toronto side, and as impressive as they've been, it's the demeanor. They've taken on Kawhi Leonard's demeanor as a team. They're not saying anything after these games that could be considered, you know, bulletin board material or smack talk or showing a belief that maybe they have this thing in the bag. I mean, they know that the Warriors are very much capable of winning the next three games. And even if maybe they don't, even if they think they've got it licked and they're going to win this series easily, they're not letting anybody know that they think it. They're keeping it among themselves and letting it show with their play. And I think that may be the most impressive part of just Kawhi Leonard's presence with this team is just how it's infiltrated everything that they've done in this series. And it's a big part of why they're 3-1 with the Warriors on the brink of elimination.
All right, JD, we will catch up with you at 4:30 for Warriors Live. And enjoy the rest of the afternoon before the cauldron gets hot.
Sounds good, fellas.
All right. That's John Dickinson, our 95.7 The Game reporter from Toronto. Once again, from Monty Poole, and this is from NBC Sports Bay Area, Monty Poole. Though the Warriors are saying Kevin Durant is a game-time decision for Game 5, he is expected to be a full go, according to multiple league sources. And that's from Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area. So it appears as though Kevin Durant will play tonight.
Wow.
And obviously, I got to believe if he plays, he will be in the starting lineup, which leaves the question, do they start with the small lineup with Draymond Green at center, or do they put Iguodala back in his six-man role and roll out DeMarcus Cousins at the five? I think conventional wisdom is they'll probably come out with their small lineup right off the bat, but who knows? Who knows? We'll see. That's why tonight's going to be intriguing.
Wow.
And either maybe the dynasty ends tonight, or maybe, just maybe, the dynasty continues tonight. We'll find out. Let's go to CJ in Oakland. Hey, CJ, how are you? CJ, going once. Let's go to Jesse in Martinez. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
So I just wanted to, you know, touch on this, you know, Durant injury situation. Looking back at his numbers when he came back from that calf strain, 2016, the first year he was with the Warriors.
Yeah.
You know, he was out he was out 5 weeks. His first 3 games back. He put the first 2 games, 16, 10, and 6, identical numbers. By the third game, though, he put up, I think it was 28 points, 10 rebounds, and 7 assists, something like that, and averaged 30 minutes a game. You know, those combined, those 3 games, first game, 31 minutes to be precise. So, I mean, I believe, I mean, he missed 5 weeks without injury, came back, played 30 minutes at a plus 28. I just feel like there's no reason to believe he couldn't come out and contribute, you know, in a similar fashion, especially with the stakes being as high as they are. So I'll take you guys' comments off air, and thank you.
No, thank you, Jesse, because I think that's a great comparison to make. When he got hurt in Washington, Gortat rolled back on him. He missed, a little over a month. And, no, that's valuable information. And it looks really about as close to official as it could possibly be. Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN just tweeted, Golden State's Kevin Durant plans to play in Game 5 tonight, league sources tell ESPN. So Monty Poole of NBC Sports Bay Area,
wow,
replying that Kevin Durant's a full go, according to sources. And now Adrian Wojnarowski reporting that Durant plans to play in Game 5. So Kevin Durant will be back on the court tonight for the Golden State Warriors. That's got to make you feel a little better if you're the Warriors, if you're a Warrior fan.
A little or a whole hell of a lot?
Honestly, a little. A little. It would not. They're still down 3-1.
But you
It would make me feel better, yeah, but not like
he's going to be himself or something close to it.
Well, we'll see.
It's better than him. How about this? It's better than him not playing. That's where
I'm at.
You know how
literal I am, and you say, well, it's better than him not playing. Well, unfortunately, we have to wait to see what happens tonight to know that that's a for sure. What if he goes 0-9?
What does this do for the Vegas line?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I certainly believe that Kevin Durant will change the dynamic of the game tonight. To what degree? Again, we'll see. Is it too late? That's the other thing. Is it too late? They got to win 3 in a row. They have no wiggle room for error.
And they got 2 days off now in between games for the rest of the way, and somehow they can get this dub.
Let's go to Leroy in Oakland. Hey, Leroy.
Hey, what's up, Stiney? What's up, Guru?
You know what it is.
I know, man. This is just terrible. And I think Kevin Durant coming back tonight, I think he'll help. But for me, he won't help in the area that's needed for us to be successful the rest of this series. And I think that is having an identity. I mean, I remember at the beginning of the season, you know, one of my keys to a successful season was dependent upon Steve Kerr giving this team an identity. And almost every night in the regular season, Steve Kerr was doing something different with the lineup. Some nights he would play ISO ball. Some nights he would play team ball. Some nights he would be, you know, trying to get the bench going. And some nights he would be trying to get individuals going. And I think this has been the case of having too many riches and having too many buttons to push. I mean, sometimes when you have too much, you know what I mean? You end up with nothing. And I'm just kind of left wondering today, who are the Warriors? I mean, if you look at Toronto, they have an identity. Every night for 82 games, they came out and played the same way. They played physical. They defend. They don't worry about who gets baskets. They don't complain to the ref. They just focus on the task at hand. They've been exploiting the Warriors when the Warriors go big. They exploit the Warriors with their guards. And when the Warriors go small, they exploit the Warriors with their bigs. They have consistency. The Warriors do not have any consistency.
Well,
I just think it's because they've had so many riches in the regular season, and they had all these buttons to play with, and they just didn't develop anything.
Thanks, Leroy. Appreciate the call. I mean, I think their identity is directly linked to Kevin Durant.
Me too.
So I wouldn't be surprised if we see a little better identity tonight.
This is good, man. This just adds spice.
Kevin Durant playing tonight in Game 5, according to Monty Poole of NBC Sports Bay Area and Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN. Kevin Durant is playing tonight in Game 5 for the Golden State Warriors. They need to win 3 games in a row. You know, everybody now, and again, and I always like to point this out, we always tend to think of it from the Warriors' perspective. And nobody seems to want to give Toronto credit for their experience. We have to allow for the fact that Toronto may want this. They may want this. Kawhi Leonard may want this. Marcus Gasol may want this. They might not want to beat the Warriors without Kevin Durant. Good. Come on back, Kevin Durant. Come on back, and we'll nip it in the bud. I mean, that's the way Toronto could be looking at this. Now, obviously, Kevin Durant gives the Warriors a better chance to win tonight. I think we can all agree on that. So let's play it out. Let's play it out.
That's what we'll do.
Let's go to Spaceman in Oakland. What's up, Spaceman?
Okay, fellas. Listen, Toronto has the eye of the tiger, no doubt. But here's the key. It's all about the pressure that he can put on the calf second quarter, third quarter. Also, we got to see what kind of defense Durant can play. We can't really expect too much tonight. We got to see how many minutes he can play, what he's going to do on defense. But here's the key. If the Warriors win tonight, Toronto better watch out. Because tonight is when Durant is going to get his sea legs. He's going to shake off the rust tonight. If the Warriors win tonight and they come back home, oh, it's even Steven, baby. I don't care about the eye of the tiger then. It's just that we don't know what to expect. But if his calf holds up and he shakes off his rust, oh, baby, watch out.
Oh, baby.
Thanks for the call, Spaceman. Appreciate it.
Sound like me.
Steiny, come on. You've been around a while knowing the NBA. You don't think it's weak a team of 4 All-Stars needs a top 3 players to help them with? No, I don't think that's weak.
That's not like somebody from Toronto.
I mean, no, it's not weak.
It's real life. He's part of the damn team.
Let's go to Drop of the Hat, Matt. Drop of the Hat, Matt. What's up, man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well.
Look, when the Warriors lost that game 4, I was telling my folks, like, look, they telling me it's over for the Warriors. I said, man, you ain't a Warriors fan. I said, look, you remember that when the Giants was down 0-2 to the Cincinnati Reds, they were down 3-1 to the Cardinals, and everybody said, oh, Barrazito's pitching is done. I said, no, I'm going to tell you something. The Giants is going to win the World Series. This is how great champion teams, like, fight when they're back against the wall. So I told my boy, right, I said, the Warriors are going to win the series now because they're back against the wall. And that same night, Saturday night, I had a dream that Kevin Durant was coming back. The storyline
is this Niagara Falls?
I feel sorry for Toronto Raptors. They came this close. They're going to lose it, and they're going to lose Kawhi.
Thank you, drop of the hat. Appreciate
it.
As important as you are, we got something a little more important. Let's do it.
What we got?
It's time for Guru's Gripes. Fire away, Guru.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You're starting to piss me off.
It makes me so mad.
Oh, please don't make me angry, pal. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
King Kong ain't got on me.
It's time for Guru's Crops.
Mother sucker.
Stoney, it's a little warm outside, so I'm walking into the building. It's not a designated smoke area, but guys were smoking, about five of them. And, you know, the only time I smoke a cigarette
smoking
is
what?
When I have a cocktail at the crap table. You
right.
know, that one time.
Sure, sure.
So I'm walking in, and I'm looking at the guys. They're looking at me, you know, about 6'3", 6'4". I see the eye contact, so I'm like, they won't blow the smoke out while I walk past them. And sure enough, as soon I got my Chris shirt on, I'm feeling good, they all blow, and it's all on me. And I wanted to say something. I didn't. I was outnumbered, but... I mean, is that where we're at in 2019, man? You shouldn't be smoking anyway. It's not a designated smoke area.
No, you gotta
and
smoke.
Now they got the thing. What's the thing where they vape? That where that smoke come out like a chimney.
Now that's...
I think
those are the tobacco.
Whatever was in
those
there.
Like,
little sticky-icky probably.
No, I don't think so.
Next time it happened to me, I'm going to say something. You shouldn't even be smoking out here.
Hey, are you going to fire on them?
No, I need some backup then.
No,
but I'm
going to
flex on them. I'm going to let them know.
Yeah. Flex too. Flex and fire. You're the flex, I'm the fire, baby. Yeah, but... Nah.
All right, last one.
Oh, you have another one?
Yeah, no. So I'm at St. Mary's for Logan. Jay Logan High School, my sub player on the varsity team. A little jamboree. Team from everywhere. Steiny, guess what I saw?
What?
A coach on a cell phone. I don't care if you're up 20... If you're down 20, you owe it to the parents, you owe it to the students, to the athletic directors. No head coach in youth sports should ever be on a cell phone if a game is being played. He had a nice outfit,
you know
too,
what?
Though,
I'm,
so he probably
I'm
making a
here.
Date. Daddy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm
he
with
has
you
it
here.
Watched it all, the bling bling, but you should never be on a cell phone. Is that what it's come to?
I'm with you there. The only excuse, obviously, would be an emergency, a family emergency,
like
clearly.
Like what?
Like a family emergency.
You shouldn't get the emergency because you shouldn't be looking at your phone. You should be calling out the play, yelling at a player.
That's unrealistic.
Joe Shasky, this happened to him too.
That's unrealistic. I mean, if it were a real emergency.
Well, how would you know you got an emergency if you're not paying attention to your phone? Phil Jackson don't have his phone.
Because
on
maybe
the
somebody tapped him on the shoulder and said, you got problems at home, Chief.
Right.
Now, having said that, the only other thing would maybe he was calling Elias Sports Bureau because
as a parent,
they had a
would
record.
You have said something after the game? Like, let me talk to you.
I'm going to have to think about that. I'll give you an answer tomorrow, and we'll know the answers to Warriors Game 5 tomorrow.
Let's go.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.